You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word. Now, Lord, help this microphone. I will fuss with it so it's not distracting. Let's begin with our opening hymn.
Thank you. Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart to confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave me the iniquity of my sin. Praises to your name. It is good to give thanks.
governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your peace through all our days, through Jesus Christ,
your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for this Epiphany Sunday is from Amos chapter 9. In that day I will raise up the booth of David that has fallen and repair its breaches, raise up its ruins, and rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations who are called by my name, declares the Lord who does this. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him who sows the seed. The mountains shall drip sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel, and they shall rebuild the ruined cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink their wine, and they shall make gardens and eat their fruit. I will plant them on their land. They shall never again be uprooted out of the land that I have given them, says the Lord your God.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing together the gradual printed in your bulletin.
And proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand in honor of the gospel. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And he said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour is not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were six stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, And when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now. This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. So Mary tells the servants, do whatever he tells you. Those are words of faith, spoken to address a need Mary's aware of, spoken in response also to Jesus, who has oriented Mary. No promise to do whatever she wanted, but he reminds her who he is and why he has ultimately come, what he's ultimately come to do.
Mary didn't know what Jesus would do regarding this shortage of wine at the wedding, but she expressed her confidence in him when she told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Servants respond in obedience. Jesus tells them, "Fill the jars with water." They fill them to the brim. Now their faith is tested. He says, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. They don't know how this master is going to respond. You know, as far as they know, they're drawing out water from these purification vessels, the water used to wash your hands and vessels and stuff. So they're giving this to the master of the feast, who's going to be tasting it. But they do it in obedience to Christ, not fully knowing who he is, maybe not knowing at all who he is, but they're obedient. And their obedience, an act of faith, would be rewarded. The master of the feast didn't receive water, of course. He received the best wine. Wine that was so good that he had to commend the bridegroom publicly and say, "Duh, what are you saving the best? Nobody does that. This is exceptional wine." So the servants are these presumably lowly servants among the first to whom Jesus revealed himself and manifest his glory. A need, prayer, faithful response. Jesus reveals himself and manifests his glory to you in many ways. He orients you as to who he is. We confess the creeds to help us to know, reminded who he is. He reminds you of what he came to do, and you're responded. You're invited, I should say, to respond in faith, in obedience. But that's not always easy to do. It's not always easy to do whatever he tells you to do, whatever Jesus tells you to do. First, you may have to recognize there's a need within yourself or a need within somebody else, somebody that you care about. You also need to know what he tells you to do, if you're going to do what he tells you to do. Most importantly, you need to know who he is. He reveals a lot in this first sign at the wedding of Cana. It's really rich, especially when you read like church fathers who will be able to pull in all the significance from the Old Testament, from the expectations. Choosing the wedding for his first sign is, it's intentionally honoring holy matrimony. We don't want to lose sight of that at all. It's significant. God instituted marriage, joining of a man and a woman in one flesh as husband and wife. He did this in the garden before the fall. And marriage in Scripture, it's an image of everlasting joy to come in the days of the promised Messiah. So in the gospel today, the Messiah, promised Messiah, is here present at this wedding. And we get a little inside information, inside of what's happening as he's revealing himself. People are celebrating, they're eating, drinking, then the wine runs out. Mary hears about this. She can't do anything about it herself, but she knows who can. We don't know what she expected of Jesus. She trusts him. She goes to him. She says, "They have no wine." Presents the need. Jesus responds, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour is not yet come." This is not said disrespectfully. This honors his mother. But he is orienting her. He's not there to do whatever she or anyone else wants. He apparently doesn't have any obligation, responsibility to provide the wine, nor is it the hour when his glory will be fully revealed. That would come. Nevertheless, Mary trusts Jesus, and she simply tells the servants, do whatever he tells you. Simply trust Jesus to handle this need, this social crisis of the wedding party. And it's a simple and profound model of prayer. Jesus mercifully responds with a miracle. Or miracle that more than takes care of the need, it also reveals who he is. At least to some, this is revealed. The servants who simply did what Jesus said, filling these large containers used for purification with water, then trustingly giving some to the master of the feast, hearing that the man go on and on about how good the wine is, they know what Jesus did. And so did Jesus' disciples. They were privy to this, and they believe in him. They're learning who he is. This takes time. As you know, we're always learning more who Jesus is, what he has done, what he's doing, and what he's yet to do. He has revealed this to you. You are his disciple. He reveals this to you in his word. And he wants you to know what he did so that you can believe in him as well. Yes, he can turn water into wine. He is the God of creation. This is one of the significance of this wine. We heard from Amos, who's talking about what's coming with the mountains dripping with wine. It's abundance wine, the sign of the new creation that's to come. The Creator present. This is the first sign also of the passion of Jesus. In John's gospel account, he connects this sign specifically to the sixth day of creation when God created man and brought his work to completion. Jesus completed his work, would complete it in their time frame, on the cross, declaring, it is finished. So when Jesus tells his mother, his hour is not yet come, he's referring to the hour of his death, when the Son would be lifted up and fully glorified on the cross. It's at the cross where the better wine, Jesus' blood, would be poured out. There, the water purification of the Jewish rite would be replaced by a greater purification. There, your baptism would be made effective through the death and blood of Jesus, so that you're cleansed from sin and washed by his blood and made righteous to go forth as brightness. And you're part of his church, his bride, in whom he delights. There is a marriage feast to come, and you're invited. We get a foretaste when we gather around the altar for Holy Communion. Soon the bridegroom will return. He'll take his bride, the church, and we will celebrate an eternity with him. Until then, we live as his faithful, beloved bride. We live as his church. And while we wait for Jesus to bring us into his new creation to celebrate with him in eternity, we experience and observe many needs. He has not fulfilled that restoration to come. But this does bring us to him. We can't do anything about many of these needs, but we know who can. As we observe and experience and feel the needs in ourselves, within our family, our friends, our church, the community. Like Mary, knowing who Jesus is, we bring these needs before him. Bring them to him in prayer, trusting him, knowing that whatever he does will be good, will be blessed. We don't have to fret about what he does or when he does it. Simply bring these needs to him. And like the servants at the wedding, we respond to Christ's word with obedient action, faith, faith working through love. We do whatever he tells us to do. Of course, to do what he tells us to do, we need to know what he tells us to do. And he tells us this in his word. In your bulletin, we have these every week. There's an insert. It's called A Guide for Daily Prayer and Meditation. This is intended to keep you and your family in God's word, instructed. Scripture, hymn of the month, verse of the week, specific prayers of the church that we bring before the Lord, and also ongoing instruction from our catechism that help us. We don't remember. We need this ongoing instruction. Certainly confess for myself, I need this every day. So we have this to help us know God's word and to know him rightly. I also want to draw your attention to the hymnal, because you might not all be aware that the small catechism is in there, page 321 it starts. And specifically, it's helpful for what does Jesus tell us to do? We look at the Ten Commandments. We know that they have tells us things not to do, but there's a lot the explanation tells us to do. First commandment, just reading, you know, you shall have no other gods. Well, that means we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things, as Mary was demonstrating. Then the second one, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Okay, we shall not, but jump to the part what we shall do. Well, call upon it, his name, in every trouble. Pray, praise, and give thanks. The third commandment, jumping to what we do. Well, we don't despise his word, preaching his word, but we hold it sacred and gladly hear it and learn it. All right, like I'm encouraging you to do with your guide. And it goes on of what we do in response to the needs we have, the needs in our community, families, the church. The catechism, of course, also teaches us who God is, how to pray, and more. All of our needs are met in Christ. He is present here in his church, in his word, in his sacraments, and reveals himself here that we may know him, that we may receive his blessings. In a little bit, you'll hear him say, the words of Christ spoken through me, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament of my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You hear what he tells you to do. You do whatever he tells you. You'll be blessed. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand for the offertory. You may be seated for the offering. Oh.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the faithful gathered here, that God would fill us with his Holy Spirit, through whom we cling in faith to Jesus Christ, our bridegroom, and receive forgiveness, life, and salvation in his holy church. Let us pray to the Lord. For Matthew, our synod president, Timothy, our district president, Brad, our circuit visitor, and all pastors in Christ, that the Holy Gospel would be preached among us in its purity and the sacraments administered according to Christ's institution. Let us pray to the Lord. For the sacred vocations of husband and wife, let us give thanks to the Lord. And for boldness to stand out in this world faithful to God's institution of marriage, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those desiring marriage among us, that they may prepare themselves faithfully, seek their joy in Christ alone, and so receive his every blessing for life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all whom God has placed in authority over us, that they would be inclined to his will and walk according to his commandments, and for those who serve in our armed forces, that God would enable them to serve with integrity and honor. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who are sick or suffering, especially Vicky, Lynn, Anita, Lois, Lewis, Chuck, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Doris, Matthew, Megan, Mark, Ethel, Bob, Fred, Harold, Joan, Greg, Linda, Jaden, Rick, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, George, Ann, Jeff, and the families of Dave Engel and Erno Sedlak, that our Heavenly Father would behold them with compassion, and they would know the consolation of his love in Christ Jesus and be strengthened to endure. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who approach the altar this day, that by the Holy Spirit they would receive the holy sacrament of Christ's very body and blood in faithful repentance and to their abundant blessing. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, from the dust of death through the waters of baptism, you take from the side of Christ crucified a bride without spot or wrinkle. Let us find comfort and peace in him, and let us join the whole body of Christ in the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, where the wine of joy and gladness never runs out. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We continue with the service of the sacrament, beginning on page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with our spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him, being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ, thou Lamb of God, that
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.